Types of sparring. Basic training in our school does none. They don't do the sparring drills that I originally set out, and we do in the ATA, they don't do any of that. Black Belt Club does point sparring only. I don't talk about testing sparring as being something different than point sparring. I think if you're teaching distance and strategy, you ought to teach the right thing. There shouldn't be a type sparring for testing and a type for tournaments. I think you're going to use all your advanced technique in a tournament if it makes sense. I'm not going to teach someone to spar with a technique that doesn't make sense in my mind. Because a tournament and self-defense to me are almost identical. The main thing being the difference of the distance between you and your opponent. And that's what you got to realize in point sparring, and we teach it in the Black Belt Club. Every single time we do sparring, it's based on points, including testings. Beneath that, I've allowed a space for you to do whatever you want in your school. The only thing I advise you is to make a big difference. I don't care if you want to teach point on one and testing on another, but make a difference in the type of sparring the student does. We teach sparring every other week, not every week. And if we're teaching sparring that week, we teach it every class. It doesn't mean we allow them to spar. We teach them sparring. In the black belt class, there's very little sparring. We only teach them to spar, okay?